This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
My salad game, underrated good. Hearts of palm, pickled corn, carrots, celery. Is it, is it hamaca? Why am I blanking on what that's called again?
Jicama,
yeah.
Hamaca. I'm familiar with jicama.
Jicama. Little onions. Did I mention carrots, tomatoes?
What kind of dressing you got on that?
A light French blue cheese combo.
Oh my. That's light. Dangerous.
Yes. That's the greatest salad dressing combo on the planet. Fight me. Prove me wrong. That's what I'm saying. You know, that's the new thing now. You know, toss out something. Prove me wrong.
I'm just proud of you for making that yourself and not succumbing to the salad terrorists downtown and paying $85
for it. I have not dabbled with the salad terrorists. I might not have dabbled with them all last year.
Good for you. Stand up. Stand strong.
They're ridiculous. Honestly, you get this salad for a family of five with, if you don't tell them, dressing for a family of 20, and it's $150. I mean, it's.
Enjoy your lunch.
And it's packed. I mean, all the other places downtown are going belly up, but if you open up a salad place, Bafo success. Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy guy, in about 7 minutes. Very interesting story you found, Dave. Why has America stopped building starter homes? I saw this recently when my boys both went looking for a starter house, both of the time in their late 20s. And I will say in 1993, when Kathleen and I bought our first house, we had three bedrooms upstairs, so it's a little bit nicer than maybe the starter home. Basement, you know, it was nothing was fancy about it. 189, 1993. Right now, 189.
Good luck.
You're not going to find
it. Get an outhouse.
You're not going to find it. Are you going to find it? And for 99%, you're going to say, I'm not going to live here. For others who have faced incredibly difficult financial circumstance or life circumstance, they would take it. It would be positive for them. For those, I'm happy for you. But now it's just dropped up dramatically. The U.S. median home price is $411,000. That's up almost $100,000 since 2019.
It's insane.
That is insane. And when we talk about the enormous disparities between the uber successful and those folks who feel like they can't aspire to the American dream. Do you know what one of the key components of the American dream is? At some point in your 20s, maybe you get a condo. Maybe you get a nicer apartment. But more likely than not, you try to buy something. And if the median home price is $410,000, and no one believes that the entry-level salaries or the second-level salaries, let's say you've been in that job for 4 or 5 years, matches the increase of up $100,000 in the median home price, that it was basically, I think it was like $315,000 in 2019, and now it's $411,000.
Yeah, and don't forget what interest rates have done in the last 5 years, too. They're dipping now, finally, but
right,
way higher than they were, you know, even mid-pandemic.
True, although if we look historically, they're still way better than some of our more difficult times. But if we're just comparing it to a lot of the success when we didn't face the two economic crises of the housing collapse in 07, 08 and COVID, yeah, these are much higher. It's talking about modern homes now are also far less likely to come with a single vehicle or no garage. New properties with garages that accommodate three or more vehicles, nearly unheard of before the 90s, peaked to nearly 1 in 4 homes in 2015. Shares dropped to 1 in 7. Okay, it's you and Lindsay, or me and Kathleen, getting married in 93. We didn't need a three-car garage at that point. When you guys just got married, it'd be nice because more often than not, you'd have two cars. I mean, in our circumstance, more often than not everybody, obviously far from everybody, but plenty of people, yes, would have two cars. But, man, I just think of how incredibly hard this has to be for so many people who are making, I don't know, what are you making your first few years of your job? 30,000?
Yeah, maybe.
25, 35, whatever it might be. And maybe 10 years later, you're running the company. I don't know. But then you're looking around and you're trying to find a house that Kathleen and I could get for $189 in 1993. You're going to look at that house and there's just going to be layers of issues.
Yeah, you're going to spend another $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, putting the money in it to make it, you know, quote unquote, livable.
Yeah.
And you wonder why, you know, friends are now buying homes together, you know, pooling their money.
Yes.
Or not leaving mom and dad's place.
Yeah. And by the way, when you spend that extra $100,000, you're not putting the infrared sauna. You're not putting the hot tub
in. I would.
You're like, how about another bedroom? Because we want to have a child in the next few years. So I'm glad I'm not that age right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to find a way to make early housing and condo owning more affordable because it is hard out there right now. Gas prices. Now that we've added our 51st state, Venezuela. What is this going to do gas prices? Only one guy to go to, our guy, Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy guy, next.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This one's pretty simple, except no substitutes. When you want to talk in depth and fact-based on gas prices across the country, what is going on, why are they going up, why are they going on, why are they going down, when does the president really have influence, when is that influence completely overblown, it's one guy. It's Gas Buddy Guy on the X Machine. Patrick DeHaan, back with us as he's joined us numerous times over the years. Thank you, sir, as always. I appreciate it. Okay. Maybe you've heard. We're now running Venezuela. We've added apparently a 51st state. The president has been audacious enough to say, I told the oil companies before what was going to happen, and he's raving about oil prices and the oil in Venezuela. And how this is going to help us. This is a bit of speculation because we don't know where this is going to go day by day. But if all of a sudden we have American established oil companies down there reclaiming these and funneling oil back to the states, what effect could this have?
Well, there's a lot to unpack here. Obviously, the president has spoken at length about, you know, the oil interests in Venezuela. The interesting thing, though, is that a lot needs to happen for all of these great ideas to occur. And, you know, about 30 of them would have to happen to really get this train or to get the train on the tracks and moving. You know, first and foremost, the sanctions that the U.S. has on Venezuela are still ongoing. Oil companies can't literally go down there and jump into the game yet because U.S. sanctions. Now, Chevron is still operating in Venezuela. They have had a long exemption to the sanctions. But even after the sanctions are lifted, the regime is still there. Maduro loyalists are still in power. What does the regime look like? Why would they change their attitude on you know, their hostilities towards the U.S.? And then if that's the case, I mean, if leadership change happens, it changes everything, right? If you get rid of all of Maduro's loyalists, maybe attitudes will shift. So that's one thing. But keep in mind, oil companies... you know, back in 2007, ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips had their assets seized by socialist Hugo Chavez at the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's the point here? The loyalist, the Maduro regime is still in power. Oil companies got burned in 2007 when Venezuela basically just took over their assets. Oil prices are at four-year lows. You know, you and I are filling up for less. That's mm-hmm. the great part. But at the same time, what's the incentive for oil companies if oil prices are at multi-year lows? Why would they spend billions of dollars? Where's the return on investment, right? They're beholden to shareholders, right? These are public companies. So they don't just spend billions of dollars, you know, if the president wants them to. They're beholden to shareholders, not a president. So, you know, a lot to unpack here. Venezuela and its oil output, it's going to take years to potentially restore. And like I said, if the regime changes, if the sanctions are lifted, maybe oil companies will start to warm up to this. But there's still a lot of things that would have to happen in order to actually raise oil production in Venezuela. And then keep in mind, even if they hit their all-time record production of 3.5 million barrels a day, that 3.5 million barrels represents about 3.5%, probably less than that, of global oil supply.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I know I'm confident you can probably give me 10 more examples of obstacles, which may be resolvable, but ones they're out there. So if someone wanted to be realistic and said somehow, some way, all those boxes that Patrick just mentioned, check, 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 and some of those seem improbable. Are we talking 5 years, 10 years before we would see any effect here in our country?
You know, at least multiple years, whether 5, 7, or 10, it really depends on the pace of regime change, whether the doors are flung wide open, right, or if they're still closed. How much interest is there? I mean, if oil prices even go up $5 or $10 a barrel, suddenly that really changes the calculus for oil companies making investments down there. Then there's a lot of other problems, too, that I didn't even mention. Venezuela is a member of OPEC. OPEC, obviously, an organization that very carefully has quotas so that they don't flood the market with oil. What is OPEC going to allow Venezuela to do? Are they going to be okay with Venezuela raising production? Because if they are, somebody in OPEC is going to have to lower production to avoid flooding the market and holding oil prices elevated, right? That's OPEC's whole mission, is to be careful about flooding the market and you know, one tide raising all ships, so to speak. So,
Let me jump in on that.
It would take multiple years.
Okay, so here's the president. As we both know, he wants total control. He keeps saying, we're running the entire country. What that means, I don't think he has any idea, and you're 1,000% correct. He took out the thug wannabe leader, but guess what? All the other people are still there running it. If all of a sudden over the next year, Trump starts getting more and more people in there who basically are in some bizarre way are reporting to him, can he try to divorce Venezuela from OPEC?
I mean, geez, that is going to be challenging. I mean, he's friends with the Saudis. Saudis are the biggest producers in OPEC. I think there's a lot of strings there that's going to be very fraught to try and do. I think though OPEC would be open to Venezuela producing more at the same time, because that could push back U.S. oil production, right? Yeah. If the price is lower, if OPEC's producing more, that means oil prices are lower like they are now, and that's going to slow down U.S. and Canadian oil production. But ultimately, what does Trump want? Does he want more U.S. oil production or less? Because our oil producers here are going to follow the price of oil.
So you mentioned, and again, Patrick DeHaan is with us. He's so damn good on this stuff. We're lucky to have him on oil, gas, Venezuela, how it's affecting the nation, and we'll get to Minnesota too. So when you talk about the staggering amount of money that the oil companies outside of Chevron would have to spend in Venezuela to upgrade, we know this guy is fully capable of trying to provide enormous tax breaks for businesses. Is that one way potentially, you know, as you've paid attention to Donald Trump through almost 5 years now as president, where he would say, I'm going to give you some significant tax advantage if you're willing to put in this enormous sum of money, which you'll need to start getting that oil flowing for you and to benefit us and elsewhere in Venezuela itself?
You know, I can't see that the government's coffers are so deep that there's enough money to replace the balance of supply and demand, right? I don't think the government's got enough revenue to offset if the price of oil is low. I mean, and if oil companies are investing, it'll take tens of billions of dollars just to start rebuilding Venezuela's infrastructure, right? They still struggle with occasional blackouts here and there. Their grid is failing. And then you need to rebuild pipelines, you need to rebuild wells, upgraders. The infrastructure to carry crude oil is all in disrepair because of years of sanctions, mismanagement, corruption, and all of it. You know, if oil companies were to do all of this, I don't know that there's enough money that the president could guarantee them in the form of tax incentives to justify spending billions of dollars, right? Tax savings, you know, that might be, you know, 25% savings. But ultimately, if oil companies are going to spend $25 to $50 billion, they're going to need a little bit more of a guarantee on a return than just some tax savings.
Yeah, very, very well stated. Okay, let's talk gas prices right now in the country. What would you say about them in the broadest sense, and in particular, what's going on in the upper Midwest here in Minnesota?
Well, things are looking great. Gas prices, $2.72 in the Twin Cities today. Minnesota, just about the same. That's 26 cents lower than a year ago. So there's been improvement from last year. It's really thanks to OPEC, who's increased oil production. Again, that delicate balance of what OPEC is doing. If they change their minds, that could change the game. So we're starting the year off on a positive foot. We expect that yearly average gas prices in 2026 will be lower than 2025. But I have to appreciate that most people aren't analysts. They're not going to look at the exact specific numbers. And for the average consumer, the average person filling their tank, I'll just say it like this. 2026 is going to feel an awful lot like 2025. Prices will probably spend a little bit more time below $3 a gallon this year compared to last year. But, I mean, who's counting those days? I guess as an analyst,
yeah,
I am.
Right.
It's going to feel a little bit better this year, but we're not going to see any record lows, you know, being set.
Okay.
For that matter, too.
Last thing before we let you go. The unexpected is always out there, some dramatic event. But is there anything in the next 3-4 months that is on your radar that could pop up which would cause prices to jump up notably?
Well, I mean, the more and more we look at it, the more and more that the administration is going after oil-producing countries like Iran through Israel. You know, we've attacked Iran. Venezuela now, we're active there. You know, it's becoming harder to predict if you know, and President Trump now has mentioned Greenland and other countries. I don't look at this from the perspective of land, but what are relationships going to look like with what countries, and how is that going to impact, you know, the economy? How's that going to impact the U.S.'s standing moving forward? I mean, all the talk on Venezuela, by the way, has the Canadians trying to fast-track new pipelines to become less reliant on the United States. That is what worries me, but that's more of a long-sum game. Is Canada, and by the way, the primary beneficiaries to Canadian crude oil is Minnesota. It's us here in the Great Lakes, the Midwest, because all of our refineries, Pine Bend, is powered almost exclusively on Canadian crude oil. So it's the relationships that are fraying that may not change things this year or next year, but if Canada builds pipelines to direct more of that Canadian oil away from the United States, that's going to be pretty impactful.
As always, thank you so much. We'll reach out again down the line.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy Guy on X. Just watch. Next time, Fox, CNN, NBC, they have an expert on gas prices. 98% it's going to be Patrick DeHaan on what he said, Dave, on Venezuela. Here's where the president's the president, where he looks at the big, bold headline. And no one should shed one tear if Maduro spends a long time behind bars. Awful individual. Shouldn't have been in charge. Cocaine, not fentanyl. The people keep telling me it's fentanyl's awful. Fentanyl and opioids are awful. They're not coming from Venezuela. Doesn't mean we just say, okay, fine, cocaine, but stop telling me this was about fentanyl. That's not coming from Venezuela. But we can debate, and by the way, Colonel David Hunt was phenomenal yesterday on this whole operation. And credit, and What Happens Next podcast that. But what does the president see? What does he always see? Headlines. Hey, we'll get this thug out. We're the American government. It's my government. I'm the king. We'll just run that. And we'll have oil just oozing out everywhere. Whereas Patrick lays it out in great detail with all the not impossible obstacles, not insurmountable, but year after year after year after year. And then the tentacles as a part of OPEC and Trump takes it further. than most presidents with Saudi Arabia. But if you think Obama really stood tall and Biden stood tall, they didn't. You know when they stood tall? When they were campaigning. And then when they were president, they said, you know what? You know what? You know what my constituents like, Dave? Low gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll act like I'm outraged on various killings, but I'm not going to do a damn thing. Now, they're not as far as having Saudi Arabia to fund billions of dollars to Jared Kushner. No.
No, you can't prove that.
Yeah. I think I can. But there's more to this. And the president really, he's not. We have presidents sometimes get caught too much in the weeds. Like I think Obama thought he was, you know, so smart. He would get in the weeds so much. And then if somebody really didn't want to get in the weeds with him, he would kind of dismiss them. Trump, the only weeds he gets is when he's kicking the golf ball out of the rough back in the
fairway. Doesn't stay in those weeds very long.
No, he really
doesn't. Find the short stuff.
No, he's won 38 club championships. Now.
Just ask Jack.
Exactly, my guy. Come on, Jack. Show some backbone, please. Okay. Mike Osterholm. Among the individuals in the administration, if we take the president out, who's most dangerous? God, I saw that slimy Stephen Miller yesterday. Ugh. Is he actually born?
Where gives you the willies. He spawned somewhere, I think.
What cesspool did he emanate from? For danger, we got RFK Jr., who's about as qualified to run that as I am to design the next skyscraper in downtown Minneapolis, okay? And so now, again, we're playing around with vaccines for kids because of some crazy theory. Mike Osterholm, a guy who's credible, who's dedicated his entire life to helping save individuals. Let's see what Mike Osterholm has to say about the latest vaccine changes from RFK Jr. That's next on CCO.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once again, RFK Jr., the health secretary, continuing to offer up, recommend policy changes, have individuals who are an acolyte who offer up changes where so many proven professionals like our friend Mike Ostrom look at it and say, why are we doing this? If you missed it yesterday, federal officials announced dramatic revisions to the vaccines for American children, reducing the number of disease prevented by routine shots to 11 from 17. Dr. Mike Ostrom is here. Mike, always a pleasure. Once we saw this, we wanted to have you on. I'm elated that your schedule worked out. What bothers you most about this decision?
Well, Chad, first of all, this decision in itself was not new compared to what you and I have talked about in the past. We saw this coming, and it is only the beginning. They're not done yet with trying to take vaccines away from us. Yesterday's announcement makes one thing unmistakably clear. The American people cannot rely on the federal government for credible, science-based guidance on childhood vaccines. Now parents and clinicians must look to independent medical societies. And
We'll get Mike back because this is enormous. This is, maybe you're done having kids. Maybe you might be having grandkids in the next couple of years. I'm probably in that category. I hope that you just care overall about the health of all of us. And this change, so we'll go back to Mike. Mike, we lost you when you're talking about saying we just can't trust the federal government in this vitally important area now and going forward.
We cannot. And this is really a tragedy in the sense that in the past, we have had the premier public health agency in the world here that we could rely on. And now when we look at this issue with what parents must do, physicians must do, they need to look to the independent medical societies, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Infectious Society of America, the group American Academy of Family Physicians. These are the organizations that are now putting forward the kinds of recommendations. And Chad, just to put this in perspective, every major medical research, every major medical clinical community activity, all these groups have strongly opposed what this single individual, RFK Jr., has done. That gives you some perspective as to why we're so concerned.
Okay, with guidance from one conspiracy theorist to another, Kennedy Jr. to Trump, Trump was saying, well, we're going to, he said this about a month ago, we're going to try to get aligned our vaccination schedule with other nations, and he cited Denmark, Germany, and Japan. Is he right about that?
No, he's not. And let me be really clear. Denmark is the outlier. It's a country of 6 million people that have single-paid health care. They're government-supported. They have very well-defined clinical follow-up so people can get in to be seen immediately for health issues. They're not the same population that we are here. We have many people that fall through the cracks. If you can give me the Denmark healthcare system in this country, I'm willing to relook at some of these issues. But that's not going to happen. And so we have, for example, pregnant women who in many times over 20% of them that are infected with hepatitis B virus never have any prenatal care, meaning before the delivery of the child, and they don't get tested necessarily at the time. That mother then transmits that virus to the baby, and that baby is now infected for a lifetime and has a very high likelihood of dying from hepatitis in their 20s or 30s. So I think the challenge we have right now is how do we convey this information to the public? And as I said, and I can't believe I'm saying this, if you had had me on this air 2 years ago and saying, can you really honestly say that you can no longer trust the federal government for credible science-based guidance on childhood vaccines? I'd have said, I'm never going to say that. Well, I did. Why? Because, in fact, it's true.
Well, let me ask about this guy. So this was announced from the CDC, and I'm going to get to my battle with the flu and the cough that's still there later, because a lot of people are battling it. Jim O'Neill, he's in charge. Does he have any credibility to have this position?
No. And when I say no, let me just be clear that there is no one right now at the CDC, in a sense, that has a public health medical education background that is trusted and viewed by the medical community, the public health community, as being credible. Right now, the CDC is largely being run by political appointees that their primary ideology is that we are against vaccines. And if you look in, for example, the data around countries around the world, the United States is not the country with the highest number of vaccines delivered in terms of the diseases there. There are other countries that are even higher than us. Denmark is the outlier on the bottom end. Do we want to be like that?
The sad part about this, Mike, there are now millions of people who, if we would have asked him the year before COVID compared to now, and we would have explained this to them, they just would have listened to your interview. They would be with you 100%. But they have convinced themselves that COVID was this hoax, was this scam, that people are lying, that they're profiting. And clearly, as COVID evolved right in front of our eyes, I'm sure there are some decisions that you felt very strong about at one point, but it just was happening. And then when greater information came your way, you adjusted due to the science. We just have so many people now who are looking, and I'm a skeptic. I have no problem with cynicism. I have no problem with questioning government. I have no problems questioning you. But there are so many people who've deducted on their own because they didn't ever meet anybody with COVID, or, you know, they had COVID and it was nothing, or it was just an attempt to take President Trump out, that these folks who for decades of their lives believed in vaccines, the science and the data was everywhere, and now, nope, don't believe those folks going forward.
And you're absolutely right. And I think the point, though, is to make is that, again, remember the COVID vaccine originated out of the Trump administration and was hailed as a major, major advance forward in addressing the COVID pandemic.
And it was, right?
And we saved millions of lives with that vaccine. And that was a very important point in terms of actually acknowledging and crediting the Trump administration with that work. You heard me on this very show saying that. Okay,
all
so
the
it was
time.
Never about politics. I think the challenge that we have today is there is so much mis and disinformation in social media. And today, when you look at the parents, the average parent, 16 to 25, 28 years of age, and they're the ones that are making the decisions for how to vaccinate their kids. And in many instances, they are legitimately confused. They are not ideologically bent for or against vaccines. They're just concerned, is this going to harm my child, or is it going to, in fact, you know, allow my child to be protected against a virus that, you know, isn't really all that common? Let me just give you a very, very clear prediction for the future. Right now, Canada has about 5,500 cases of measles this past year, 2025. They saw that number rise to that level from just several hundred cases several years ago. Canada has 40 million people. The United States has 340 million people. We only have, at this point, 2,000 cases, but we're right where Canada was several years ago. You do the math when you think about 40 million versus 340 million, and if we had to extrapolate our rate of cases like we're seeing in Canada, we're talking about 40 to 50,000 new cases of measles in the next couple of years. Chad, that's coming down the pike.
That's staggering.
That's going to happen.
That's
and that's what we're trying to help people understand, is that this is the case. We're seeing cases of tetanus we've never saw. One of the vaccine advisors to Mr. Kennedy right now wrote out this morning on a social media tab, one of our next vaccines we need to go after is polio vaccine. We need to go after it. You know what? The year I was born, there were 55,000 cases of polio in this country, including 21,000 paralytic polio cases, people in iron lungs. That was in my lifetime. you know what? That's the kind of future we will have. And we need to help our parents of today understand why that is so important to vaccinate your children and to really understand what the risk benefits are. And that's why we've stood up the Vaccine Integrity Project at FoodRap. We're taking this head on. And why? Because our kids' lives, our grandkids' lives depend on it.
Okay, where are you at with your Vaccine Integrity Program, and how can people continue to seek out information from your group?
It's on our website, at CIDRAP website. Just go to CIDRAP, CIDRAP.umn.edu. And we're doing a number of different pieces. We're going to have a major announcement early next week about some of our work. Right now, one of the things that they did, just without any data whatsoever yesterday, they eliminated the second dose of the HPV vaccine, Gardasil. This is the human papillomavirus that causes cervical cancer, throat cancers, et cetera. The data are clear and compelling, both in terms of safety and in terms of highly effective against HPV infection, literally stopping cervical cancers and throat cancers. Well, they now say no longer two doses, just one dose, with no data whatsoever. And we know two doses are really important in terms of making certain that people are fully protected. Now, how can anyone trust this government that just arbitrarily says, no, now we're not going to pay for the second dose, we're not going to recommend it, with no data whatsoever, with the data clearly isn't compelling to say you need two doses?
Let's switch to the flu. It's it's omnipresent. I will just give my quick example, sir. On Christmas Day, I started coughing. And by Christmas night, I was in my bedroom. For the next 4 days at my place, I was either sleeping, bathroom, about 95% of the time. I lost 10 pounds. I'm still not all the way back. 2 weeks later, I'm still fighting off this cough. What do you want to say? What's so many people or millions are facing across the country?
Well, I'm very sorry to hear about your case, but I'm actually very glad to hear where you're at in terms of recovery. You clearly have passed the real high-risk period for having serious illness, so that's great. This is not unexpected. This is what we talk about with influenza. Last year, we had a strain of the virus that was more likely to really impact kids than this year's. This year's is more likely to impact adults and older adults, okay? But it still impacts all the population. And so we've had really two really bad flu years in a row. Last year, almost 300 kids died from influenza in this country. And by the way, influenza vaccine was one of the ones taken off the recommended list yesterday. Okay, flu vaccine for kids. Yeah. When last year, over 300 of them died from it. In terms of this year's flu strain, it is one that has mutated a bit from what was put in the vaccine. The vaccine is still providing relatively good protection against serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. Doesn't keep you from getting sick, but it surely helps you a lot in terms of not getting into the hospital and recovering. So all I can say is it's probably going to last for at least 4 or 5 more weeks like this. If you haven't been vaccinated, it may be right at the edge of being too late, but I would get in today if I could, and maybe it'll prevent you from getting that severe flu case 2 to 3 weeks from now.
Mike, always important information. I know you're extraordinarily busy. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Guaranteed. Thank you, Stan. Anytime.
Yeah, we'll reach out soon. Mike.
And feel better.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope so.
Bye-bye.
I don't wish that on anybody. Nobody.
A couple people.
Yeah. I can think of a couple. They're pretty awful individuals.
Yeah, I mean, get better, but... Yeah. 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days misery. Of some sickness. Maybe so. Here's who I do recommend. I recommend saving as much money as possible and having the best insurance possible for your car, for your home. Maybe it's just a condo. Maybe you're a high roller like Dave. Got a little real estate. Maybe you're a jet skier. Maybe you got a boat. Maybe this is prime time for you because you have a snowmobile. You need insurance, you have to have insurance, and you want to have the most comprehensive, and you don't want to pay that much for it. I want you to go with American Family. I'm not recommending some somebody who's at a cul-de-sac and he just set this up. Nope. American Family, one of the top companies out there. But I want you to have a local office with a team and a leader who's been proven at this for a decade plus. I mean, 15, 16 years. Amber Scholl is my friend. She's my agent. And if sadly an accident happens, somebody runs into me, I screw up, whatever it might be, I have the best coverage out there. Compare what you have with what someone else has, okay? How do you do it? Simple. TeamScholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Again, for the best insurance out there, backed by American Family, TeamScholl.com. Again, the folks on data, science, vaccines, COVID. Christ, Asimov's data sources on lives saved by the COVID vaccine. You can literally just let him spew misinformation. He's not spewing misinformation. He's spewing facts. Another text. Data can be fit into any scenario.
So just ignore it.
My bleeping God. Measles comes from immigrants who weren't vaccinated. Yeah, that's all the ones that are popping up now. That's it. I'm going with the Mike Osterholm. Let's go with the Joe Sutra tomb here. Term community.
The community.
Okay. You have RFK Jr. and whack jobs, and I'm feeling good about my side of the argument.
I think you're a winner. I think that'll work out for you.
God, it's just another person. I don't know anybody that died from COVID. Oh, yeah. Nobody died.
We do.
Every one of us does. Who's willing to say this? Or even if you don't, 6.5 million people did. How about some empathy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that's not sounds fun, to in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.